Turning to sport now with Warwick Hadfield, and you want to talk about cricket when it's 14 degrees in Hobart.
It's a lovely sunny moment for Australian cricket, Ellen, back to number one in the World Test rankings and also holding on to number one in the one-day format. Let's forget 2020 because most of us would like to. India, in fact, number one there just ahead of Sri Lanka, despite Sri Lanka winning the T20 World Cup. Go figure. But anyway, let's get back to this moment, salubrious moment too for Michael Clarke. He's described it as one of the most, or the most satisfying of his time in the Australian team. Remembering back, of course, that wasn't that long ago that Australia lost 4-0 to India and then lost the Ashes in England and slipped to number 5 in the world rankings. Now, their elevation is largely built around that 2-1 win over South Africa, South Africa having been the number one team for quite some time. And it's only by a smidgen. So when South Africa plays a couple of series in the next little while, they will probably go back to number one. But I think it's the symbolism that after all the bad days, Australian cricket has now recovered under the stewardship of Michael Clarke and the new Australian coach, Darren Lehman. So I'm going to let Michael Clarke pup, as he's known throughout the cricket world, I'm going to let him enjoy the finest day of his career. Unfortunately for him, though, it's not going to be in the company of his teammates because everyone's scattered hither and yon, some in the IPL, some resting back here in Australia. These ratings come up long after they've won a game. But they did celebrate after that final test against South Africa when Ryan Harris got the last wicket, and I think they probably would have known what was coming, and that's this wonderful moment for Australian cricket.
Now, back to winter sports. A lot of excitement in Sydney and in Brisbane about the GF on the weekend.
There is. As we said yesterday, it was almost a sellout. That's it. It probably will be a sellout by the time of kickoff in the A-League Grand Final. Now, Western Sydney Wanderers, the coach, Tony Popovic, has announced his squad, and he's left Mark Bridge out. Now, Bridge is a grand final specialist, albeit not with the Western Sydney Wanderers. They haven't been around all that long. A very, very important part of any side in which he plays. He injured himself last week in the semi-final against the Central Coast, a very unhappy figure. Still can't say that word. Very unhappy figure at the end of the game. He's trained this week. And some of his teammates are even thinking, oh, there's still a possibility he might play. So it's probably mind games going on at the moment to try and keep Brisbane coach Mike Mulvey and his people guessing about just who might be on the park for the Western Sydney Wanderers. It's just another lovely element of spice to this whole game, which is going to be a terrific one between the side that was the minor premier by so far, it wasn't funny, and of course the Western Sydney Wanderers, who have this great story, 2 years in the competition, 2 grand finals in a row.
They've really made an impact. And old-fashioned suburban footy in the AFL, hey?
Carlton versus Collingwood. You know, it's a rivalry that goes back to the days of Jock McHale, the wonderful captain coach of Collingwood way back in the dimmer distant past, who played for Collingwood, but he worked for the Carlton Brewery, which of course was just down the road. So whenever Collingwood beat Carlton back in those days, and it happened quite a lot, he used to take his players down for a drink in the Carlton Brewery, just to let the Carlton people know who was on top. Of course, Mick Malthouse and Dale Thomas are the people who've switched from Collingwood to Carlton in the last little while to add all the spice this time tonight.
Thanks very much for that, Warwick. Talk to you a little bit later.
Good on you.